Just under 3 million Ohioans are on Medicaid now, including around 650,000 people who enrolled under Medicaid expansion. Republican state lawmakers say they're worried about the program's sustainability. They came up with a plan in the last budget to require up to a third of those Medicaid recipients to pay small monthly premiums of up to $99 annually. And their coverage would be suspended if they miss 2 months of payments, unless they're pregnant. The plan also creates a point-based reward system for healthy lifestyle choices while penalizing non-emergency ER visits. Greg Lawson of the conservative Buckeye Institute says while this plan isn't perfect, he's happy with it.
This is actually probably more complicated than any other that has ever been tried in any other states in terms of how it's operationally done and some of the ramifications that are there. But we believe very strongly that there has to be that element of personal responsibility.
But critics are very concerned. John Corlett was the Medicaid director under Democratic former Governor Ted Strickland. He now heads up the research organization, the Center for Community Solutions. Corlett calls the plan a bureaucrat's dream and thinks it will cost more to operate than it brings in. And he also notes there are estimates that 15% of recipients will drop out of Medicaid if these premiums are required.
I think a 15% reduction is probably conservative. The experience in Oregon over a two-year period when they imposed premiums of a similar amount on people below 100% of poverty was after those 2 years, 73% of the people had dropped off the program.
The state needs to get a waiver from the federal government to go forward with the plan. And it'll send that waiver application in after a 30-day public comment period. But those comments might not have much impact on the application itself. Ohio Medicaid said in a statement, quoting here, "The legislative language is very prescriptive as to what is included in the waiver submission, and we are following what was specified." Among the groups opposed to the waiver is the Universal Healthcare Network of Ohio. Its executive director is Steve Wagner.
That would be my understanding, that Ohio Department of Medicaid is in a bad place. They have to take what the legislature has instructed them to do, no matter how they might feel about the coverage changes that this would impact.
Office of Health Transformation Director Greg Moody has been supportive of premiums for Medicaid recipients, but he's noted that no other state has been approved for a plan as extensive as Ohio's. The plan's chief architect is Republican Representative Jim Butler of Dayton. He said in September that Indiana has a similar Medicaid premium program and that Ohio's plan is even stronger toward getting more recipients engaged, resulting in better overall outcomes.
This waiver was granted to Indiana for a majority, 70% of the people in the program are under 100% of poverty. So they're exactly the population we're talking about. So the federal government does grant the waiver, and they only grant the waiver if you're going to provide better care, and this is exactly what this does.
The premium requirements and the suspension of coverage for recipients who fall behind on payments have critics concerned about people revolving in and out of Medicaid, especially those with chronic health concerns or mental health issues who need ongoing treatment. But former Strickland Medicaid Director John Corlett notes that outside parties can pay up to 75% of a recipient's premium, which he can see happening when a recipient with a suspended Medicaid policy shows up at the hospital.
They find out they're Medicaid eligible. They'll say, well, we will help you pay your back premium because we want to make sure we get paid by the Medicaid program. So I don't know what that accomplishes other than it just requires a lot of administrative work.
Lawson from the Buckeye Institute admits that's troubling for him, too.
I'm not sure that we love that particular idea quite as much because that actually reduces that thing that we want to accomplish by getting people to put skin in the game. But it is what it is.
Public comment on the Medicaid changes will open this spring, and the comments recorded during that 30-day period will be forwarded to the feds with the application for the waiver. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.